أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained what is tazkiyah nafs, the purification of our ruh, of our soul. How important it is, and that we should work towards that and get our souls to be purified. Every aspect of our deen, our aqaid, our ibadat, our muamalat, financial matters, our muasharat, our social life, our akhlaq, our character, all these must be corrected. Allah Ta'ala explained that, and the method of doing it also Allah Ta'ala explained. And Allah Ta'ala, who is our creator, nourisher, sustainer, who knows everything of ours more better than what we know it ourselves also. Allah explains the major reason why we don't do our tazkiyah, why we are not worried, we don't even think of correcting ourselves spiritually. Allah explains that reason, and Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ تُقْصِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Koi nahi, tum barhaate ho dunya ke jeene ko. Allah says there is no other reason and cause but that you give preference to this worldly life. You just look at this worldly life, and therefore you are unmindful of your life of akhirat. You just look as far as you outwardly this worldly life, even in your own self. We all know we are made of two things, that is our body and our ruh, our soul. The soul, the ruh we cannot see, the body we see. We don't feel anything about the ruh. The body we feel everything. Any pain of the body we feel it. Hunger we feel it. Happiness we feel. Sadness, sorrow we feel. So we just give, we only worry about the body. Whereas we all know, just a little bit of thought, we know the more important thing is the ruh. As soon as the ruh is out of the body, we know this body is completely useless. It can't make any movement, it can't do anything for itself. So though, but we are in that ghaflat, la parwahi and ghaflat, unmindfulness, a don't care attitude. Unfortunately, this is what Allah Ta'ala says what we are suffering from. Therefore, we don't worry about our ruh and correcting the ruh. We are just worried everything about the body. Everything must be comfortable, must be easy with the body. And the ruh also needs its nourishment and its food. And that is spiritual food. The body, any small pain we have, difficulty, we want it to be corrected. A headache, we will start with a Panado or something. But we want it to be corrected, we don't want that pain. But the ruh, we don't feel it. We can also understand it like this: a person who is an acute sugar patient, diabetic, he doesn't feel pain, so much so that even if he has a heart attack, he won't feel the pain and he won't even know that he had a heart attack. Like that, we've got our ruh, but we are not aware of it. We don't think of the pain the ruh is going through, the difficulty and the hardship, because we are also sugar patients, that is the sugar of the body. That is, we just want enjoyment for the body. Body must be all right. In this, that we give preference to this worldly life, and the real life is the akhirat. Forget giving any preference, even little bit preference, little bit thought of the akhirat. Our thought is only with this dunya, and immediately we think, so this dunya is immediate, akhirat is credit. But we don't think of that. We only think of the immediate, and this we can see even in our worldly life. We all must have encountered so many such occasions. Perhaps we ourselves are also guilty of it. Perhaps a person is a diabetic, but when there is a da'wat or something, or even just at home, some dish comes in front of him, he says, I'll just take more insulin. I'll take this, but now I have to eat this. I can't stay away from it. This da'wat that I've got, and with the friends, I must eat it. Anything else, he's got high blood, and he knows he's not supposed to have things with salt, etc. But on that occasion, he says, I'll see to it afterwards. Whatever wants to happen will happen. But now, let me just enjoy this. So this is a sickness that we give preference to this dunya. We don't worry about our islah, control of our nafs, which does not only harm our akhirah, but even this dunya, it harms us. Then a person, for example, eats a sumptuous meal at night, and he says whatever wants to happen when he suffers the whole night. Now when everyone is asleep, 12, 1 o'clock, he's suffering from indigestion, he's suffering from his terrible burps that he's getting, and his total uncomfort that he's got, and perhaps sometimes things even go worse and more serious also. He even has to be hospitalized in the middle of the night, just because at that time he thought, just let me worry about this, let me get my enjoyment now. Whatever wants to happen afterwards will happen. Like that in all other matters also, if we think. For example, a person, a business deal. One is that a person can do some haram business, buy some stolen goods, etc., or whatever else. According to Sharia, it is not correct. Now let me do it. I can see the great profits in this, the benefit in this. And afterwards, whatever wants to happen, we don't even think of it. Our nafs covers it up in shaitan that afterwards nothing will happen. Now just do this. Or more easier perhaps to understand, we are stopped because of speeding. An easy way out immediate, that we just give a bribe. And the difficult way, that we take the ticket, we go and pay it. We have to now cough up all that money and go and pay it. But we prefer the thing now immediately. Just pay the small amount of bribe and get away with it. So this is all because the nafs is totally out of control. We just see our immediate benefit and we don't think of the akhir, of the later time. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala also warns us that with regard to your nafs, don't just control. When a person has got control of the nafs, then also it's clear Allah's help is with that person. For him to do the right thing, to make the right decision, becomes easy. And whatever little difficulty, he's prepared to enjoy. And then he enjoys later, because now he's in the clear. He's clear in the books of Allah, and even in this dunya, he's clear. So he doesn't have any problem. So this control of the nafs is very important, and we shouldn't fall prey just for the immediate thing, just for dunya, just for now. Let me see what I can enjoy now. Whatever wants to happen afterwards will happen. So this nafs, we have to work on it, and ulama have written, it's not so difficult. Even just for a few times, whatever our nafs desires, even permissible, stop it from it. And then you will see, you get your nafs under control. But we just let our nafs loose, and just let it do as it pleases. May Allah guide us all. It is a very important thing, and this nafs of ours, we have to get under control, otherwise the consequences are very disastrous. May Allah help and guide us all.